Hello, Gemara. That the Savri be Shami Brichas and Mosin Tunakais. That's what we're holding. All right, start here.
Was Kamal Afuka Yomer Kamadam Achrim Leia Bifala. Right. For the Monakasha, the Savri be Shami Brichas and Mosin Tunakais. Is it true, like the Mishnah says, that according to Beis Shammai, when you bench, you have to have a kais when you bench mizumin? B'yotanan, we learned, bo lehem yayin liyachar hamozen. If the person first got yayin after they finished their suda, im ein shomel oisa kais, if he only has one kais left over, is Beis Shammai imrim mivorach al hayayin. First you make a bracha on the yayin. If that was the minig then, they used to have their meal. Then after the meal, before they benched, they used to drink yayin. Now he only has one kais left over. So Beis Shammai says mevorach al hayayin, he's allowed to make a bracha priya gofen. V'yachar kach mevorach al hamozen. And first later, he benches. Is for the Gemara, my love, l'chur, what does Beis Shammai mean? The mevorach al havayu v'shosilei. That Beis Shammai holds, even though you only have one kais of yayin left over, you're allowed to make a bracha priya gofen and drink the yayin. I, when it comes to benching, you're not going to have a kais. Mashmi, you don't have to have a kais. So the Gemara, like, and like this would be Shver al Mishnah. Al Mishnah's Mashma says Beis Shammai that when you eat Shalosh Hudis and you have a kais, only one left over, so you should use this kais for Birchas Hamozen and for Havdalah. So you see, he's makbid to bench on a kais. And the Gemara loy, the Mavorach Halavayu Umonach loy. According to Beis Shammai, you first make a bar priagofen and then you bench. But the same kais, before you drink it, first you have to make a bar priagofen and then you drink it. Rashi b'yotzanan, mathisim apirkin, bo lehen means kol yomoy sashona kromar, achar hamozen, or b'toyach hamozen loid bo lehen. He didn't have any yayin in the middle of the meal, or g'shigomru sodosu, when he finished eating, bo lehen lefnei birchas hamozen. He got his first glass of wine before they benched. So Beis Shammai says, you're allowed to make a bar priagofen, and then you bench. Is my lav d'shosilei, that you're allowed to drink it, v'ochit kome Beis Shammai. If you want to drink the wine now, you could drink it, make a baruch. You don't have to leave it over for birchas hamozen. So the spirit then to Al Mishnah, Al Mishnah's mashma according to Beis Shammai, you have to use the kais of birchas hamozen. And the Gemara here also, it just means first you make the baruch priya gofen, and then you make the and then you bench. But of course we do not like Beis Shammai. We hold that when you bench, first you make the Birchas Hamazon and then you first make the Baruch Priya Gofen. It really is the middle of the first place the Yitzis Vakashem. The Yimtayma, Maishno de Bikiddish v'Havdolo Mevorachin Koidom ala Yayin. When we make Kiddish, we make Havdolo. First we make a Baruch Priya Gofen and then we say Kiddish v'Havdolo. But the Birchas Hamazon ain Mevorachin ala Yachas Shalosh Brachas. How many gives? First we bench, and then we make the bar prayer off and you have to bench him. What's the chiluk? The Yeshleima, the Heichi Nevet. Im Nevora Chodim Birchas Hamozen, as we hold, if you make the bar prayer off and before you bench, Im Kem Ye Birchas Hamozen Hetzach Adas. Birchas Hamozen will be Hetzach Adas between the bracha and the drinking. So we're not allowed to make the bracha first. The Bishleima, Bisha Brachis, Lo Yoka Nafshayo Mishdiya. Mashenken, by Kiddush and Avdolah, there, you want to drink now. Because you're not allowed to drink before you make Kiddush. Or you're not allowed to drink before you make Havdalah. Therefore, the Kiddush is coming to be Matah the Shtiyah. So after the Kiddush, how you write to Lechel? By Kiddush, you would want to drink the wine right now. Just you're not allowed until you make Kiddush. Therefore, you can make the Baruch Priya Gofen like we do, and then we make Kiddush. Over Havdalah, how you write to Lishta? Same thing about Havdalah. Really, you would want to drink the wine right now. Just you're not allowed to until you make Havdalah. Have a birchas hamazon, okay, nashim shtiyah. Mashenkin, by benching, monashlech, if you want to drink the yain, drink the wine now. How come you wait until after benching? The benching usually is called a siluk, like I finished eating now, that's benching. So therefore we hold, you can't make the baruch priya gofen before benching, because then benching would be a hefsik. So that's our minig, that first we bench, and then we make the bracha on the kais afterwards. So here we're saying now, loyd mevorach alai umonachlei. But according to Beis Shammai, holds not like this. For Beis Shammai will hold, you make the baruch priya gofen and leave it. For the Gemara of Omamar, ha mevorach, tzorach sheyitim, If you make a bor priya gofa now, how could you leave it over to after benching? If you make a brach, you're supposed to be toyim from the kois. So tomorrow the toyim lay. So according to Beis Shammai, we're going now, he got the yain right before benching and he wants to drink it. So he's allowed to taste it. He can make a bor priya gofa and taste it. And the rest to leave over for benching. For the gemara of Omar Mar, toamo pogmoi, once you take a little sip from the kois, you're like pogim this kois, you can't use it for kois bracha anymore. Like if you only have one kois and you take a sip of it in the middle of the meal, you shouldn't use that kois for birchas hamazon lechatchila. But the evidence, if you have no other kois, pogma, you're allowed to make a bracha. It's only metchila that you shouldn't do it. And there are eitzes, we'll soon see. Roma toma pogma, and the gemara the toyim le biyodin. He made a baruch priyagofen and he stuck his hand in there and he tasted it with his hand. So since you didn't drink from the kois, you're not pogging the kois. With your hand, that's not called the pog, you're not pogging. It's only if you drink from it. Here he didn't drink from it. For the mar of Roma mar, kaisha brocha tzorach shir, abakoponim, you have to have a revius, or you have to have a kais molly. So if you taste a little bit through your hand, the chur you might in the shir, brochopochas le mishure, and for the Gemara, no. The nofish le tzvei mishure, somewhere when he had more wine than the shir, he had more wine than a revius. So even though he spilled off, so he made a bar for your goffin, he spilled off a little bit into his hand and tasted it, and then he had more yain to put into the kais to fill it up for the birchas hamazon. I said the gemara where ainsha meloisa kais katoni. It's mashma. The case is he only has one kais of yain. So now you're saying no, he had more than one kais. He had extra wine. And the gemara trei lay heavy. He didn't have enough wine to make two kaises. Over mechad nafish, but he had a little bit more than one kais. So the eitzer is he's allowed to make a bar priya gofen and taste a little bit now with his hand. And then he could pour in the rest. Really, now l'fida maskon, if you do have more wine, l'chura you could even drink from it also. Because we hold, if you drink from the kais, your pogim, the eitzer is to pour a little bit more wine into the kais. If you add more wine into it, that takes away the pkima. Who are then if you add water into it? It's also an eitzer. So now the maskon is that he has more yayin, l'chura be an eitzer for him to drink it a little bit, and be mashtamit, put new wine into it, you take away the pkima. For the Gemara about Tony Reb Chia, Beis Shammai Umrim Mevorach al Yain v'Shoseyu. It says clear no that Beis Shammai holds when you get this yang at the end of the meal, you're allowed to make a bracha and drink it up. The Yachakach Mevorach Birchas Hamazon, and afterwards you bench. Ah, you have no kais left over. Mashper Beis Shammai holds you don't have to bench with a kais. So it's a stira tal Mishnah was saying Beis Shammai holds you do have to bench on a kais. And the Gemara, Ella Trey Tanoi Velibu de Beishamai. You have to say, according to Beishamai, there's a machlokes Tanoim, what does Beishamai hold? This price holds claw that you're allowed to drink the wine if you want now, and you worry about benching, you don't have a kais, you don't have a kais. And now Mishnah's Mashmano, you're supposed to leave over the kais for benching. So it's a machlokes. Rashi Tormo Pogmoi, Labircha Tamozin Lakidush Alabdola. Rashi is bothered by that Avad is not possible to drink the wine. Like even if somebody took a sip off the kais and somebody goes to drink it now, Avadi has to make a bracha baruch yagofim. Just mean this wine is not such a muhudadik wine to make birchas hamazon on it, or else to use it for kiddush or for avdolah. The ferek avim tzorkim of yasim el trei tana libe beshamay tana de mastisim tana de reb chia tana de reb chia libe de beshamay yamer ein bracha toin kais tana de mastisim liel de reb yehuda the beshamay sav bracha toin kais. So machleik is how mishnah beshamay you do need a kais. And the Brice he holds, according to Beisham, you do not need a kais. The Tais also says, Toma pogmoi, if you drink from a kais, you make it pogam, pirush rashbam, dafkul kiddush al avdolo. It only means you shouldn't use this kais to make kiddush on to make avdolo. Val tsarosh lo yehe pogam. Avol ishtois, tsarosh levorachalof. Avad, if you want to go drink from the kais, even though somebody else drank from the kais, avad, you have to make a bracha. Afol pishu pogam. That's cheating. You can't be nena without making a bracha. The kiddush v'avdola namel lermon el b'mokim de efsher. Avul e efsher mevorach afilu apogim. But avada, let's say your mamish left. This is the only case of wine you have left over, and you want to go to bench now, and you have no eitzah to make it as pogim. Avada, you're allowed to bench on this case. His adinus pogim is only metchila. Try and get different wine. Or else he says v'loisal teichem mayim. Another eitzer is to add in water into the yayin. Kedisi v'yushalmi. Reb Yoina toim akosu masakin lo pirish le'yach ha'shoshosim imenu. After Reb Yoina drank from a kais of yayin, hoisif olav koshu mayim, or yayin v'ymavorach olav. after he drank a little bit, then later when it came to Birchas Hamazon, he just added some water into it, or some yain into it, and he made a nice pogrom. Such a native. You have wine as you drank from the beginning, or you make kiddush, you drank some yain. If you have robe of the Christ left over, you want to bench on it now, the eitzer is to add in water into it. Right. Beishamah yomrim. So, these are a little shvei halachas now. Beishamah said a machlokes. Beishamah said, come to make the mayim achroinim. Beishamah says, noitel yodayim. This is Mayim Rishonim. This is washing his Metchila Hasuda. That in the Gemara's times, they used to come and first drink wine before they made the Moitzi, and then they will make the Moitzi. So the question is, when do you have to wash your hands for the Moitzi? So, Beisham Mayim Rim, Noitin Yodayim, first wash Metchila Shadayim, V'yachakach Moitzi Nesakois. And then you could pour and drink your Yayin, and then you'll make the Moitzi on the bread. So, Beishamah Shima Toimer, Moizgi Nesakois Chilo, because if you're going to say like Beishilo, that no, first take your yayin, drink your yayin. And after you drink your yayin, then you wash your hands. Beishamah held this exeron, Shema Yitmu Mashkin Shachure Hakois Machmas Yodav. We're afraid that maybe the Kois will become Tomei, Shema Yitmu Mashkin Shachure Hakois Machmas Yodav. That if you're gonna first drink the wine, so you didn't wash your hands yet, so your hands are tummy, so we're gonna be afraid there's gonna be some mashka, there'll be some liquid on the back of the kli, and when your hands touch the kli, your hands is matama that mashka was yodov, the yachsru v'yatamu es akais, and now when your hands is called the sheni l'tuma, so when the sheni touches mashkin becomes a rishon l'tuma. Now this mashkin on the back of the kli will go and be matama the kli. What do you have to come on? We're afraid that there's some water on the kli. Why are we afraid, Stam? Your hand is going to go touch this kli right now. Your hands will be matam of the kli. So it's Gemara, no. Yodayim shni is saying. Stam yodayim, your hands only have a tumas midrabon and sheni on it. The ain sheni oisa shlishi b'chulin. And the sheni, when it touches something else, there's no din to make it a tumas shlishi negate to chulin. And here we're not talking about trum, we're talking about Stam eating a meal. It's chulin. Therefore, for your hands to touch the kli itself, there's no gzeirah. Even if your hands are tummy sheni, it's not metama the kli. But elai de mashkin, we're only afraid though, maybe there's going to be some mashkin, maybe the wine will spill out on the back of the kli, and when you go touch the kli now, since before you washed your hands are tummy, your hands will be metama this mashkin, and then this mashkin now will be metama the kli. That's Beishamah's gzeirah. Therefore, Beishamah says the eitzri, before you go to drink, first wash your hands. Let's see, Rashi. Rashi, Gzeiro Shema Yitma Mashkin, Shenoflu Bahuri Hakois Machmas Yodayim. Maybe the wine will spill on the back of the kli, and you'll touch it with your hands, and you didn't wash Netzil Shodayim yet, so your hands will be Matama this Mashkin. Ditnan, Kol HaPoistel Esat Truma Matame Mashkin Liyatkhila. And your hands, Pasel Truma, so mainly your hands will make a Mashkin a Rishon Tuma. The yachsu of yitamu es hakois, and then this mashkin now, since it's a rishon l'tuma, we matama the kois. Or beishamay savri osel lishtames the kois shachurei tumeis klakamon. Beishamay says you're not allowed to use a kli that the backness of it is tummy. Therefore, here we're afraid if you're not going to wash your hands will be matama the water, and the water will be matama the kli. And that's beishamay's din. You can't use a kli that the back of it is tummy. Weiter. Beisil holds no, Moizgin es hakois, first go and drink your wine. V'yachakach leitl yodayim, and then you worry about washing your hands. Why? So, tshimatoi men leitl yodayim tchilo, because if you can hold like Beishamai, first wash your hands, it's a gzeiro, shemo yitmo mashkin, sheb yodayim machmas hakois. Hey, so you're going to wash your hands first, and even after you dry your hands, we're afraid there'll still be some wetness left on your hands. Now, when your hands go and touch this kli, his basilus svari is you're allowed to use the kli that the back of it is tummy. So we're afraid this kli will be metama your hands, will be metama the mashkin on your hands. Shema yitmu mashkin sheb yadayim machmas hakois. The yas will be yitamu es yadayim. And then what's going to happen? It's going to go later, be metama the yadayim again. So if you're first going to wash your hands, and you get finished washing, your hands will be a little bit wet. if you're going to touch this kais right now, since the kais is tummy, we're afraid that the kais will be metame your hands, with the mashkin on your hands, and the mashkin will go ahead and be metame your yadayim again. So therefore, the better answer is first drink your wine. So even though your hands become tummy, then later when you go to eat the bread, you wash the tefillah shadayim, your hands won't be tummy anymore. Let's say stam, even though your hands are dry, if you're allowed to use a kli, a kais, that the back of it is tummy. So every time your hands touch it, let the kais be metami yudayim. So tomorrow, no, ain kli metam adam. A kli which only has a reach in the tumma, gazat metam renodim. To metam renodim, you have to be from an avatumma or an avatumma. Fredi gemara venitame lamaskin shebetoichai. If we're saying the keli is tamei, why isn't the keli metama the mashkin inside it? And Gemara hocha b'kli shenitmu achura v'mashkin askinim. We're talking about such a kli that not that an avat tumah touched the kli that's metama the inside and the outside. We're talking about that a tumah derabonin touched the outside of the kli. So a mashkin that's only tumah derabonin touched the outside of the kli. So halacha then is the toichai tor. The inside of the kli remains tahor, the gabay tamei. Only the outside of the kli is the tamei. That's exactly what the rabbanon. The rabbanon made a heker. You should know this tum is only mid rabbanon, not mid yiraita. The tanan, like we learned in the Mishnah, kli shenitmo achura v'mashkin. In the case of a kli that the mashkin is a tamei the rabbanon, touch the kli on the back of it. The locker is achura v'tameim. The back side of the kli is taka tamei is makabat tumei. Of the toichai, the inside of the kli, the ugnai, the rim around it, the yadnai, the ear of the kli, the yadav, or the handle of the kli, is tahirim. Hey, that rabbanah made a gzera not to matama these things. Rashi toichav yugnav yadnav yadav tahirim, the chiv on the tum is zud rabbanan. We're talking about this mashkin was only a tum of the rabbanan. The mashkin, like your hands that are tamei touched water. So you metame this mashkin with the rabbonin, and now this mashkin went and touched the back of the kli. So it's only tamei with the rabbonin here. So mele avdu bo hekera. The rabbonin made a heker, means made some different halachas here to lay do that people should know tamei with the rabbonin here. That this tum is only tamei with the rabbonin. Ki heched la lisra fula truma. And after mina, if now truma touches this kli. So if you're going to think the kli is tamei with the raisa, the halacha is you have to burn the truma. But now that this kli only has a tumma, the rabbanan, you're not allowed to burn the truma, the kodeshim. Meila v'kilubo, the rabbanan made a kula only to say the outside is tamei and not the inside. V'chein l'furish, that says in the Gemara B'chayris, oidnoi means tvosai, the rim, hakfula l'tavchus, goes on the outside, horoi l'tashmish, oznoi k'moi oizan achavius, the ear of the kli, of the chavis, or the barrel, shkon anshe balav, v'yod of kli, sheyesh l'yad k'goyim achavius, a handle of the kli. So this is Beis Hillel's gzera. So Beis Hillel is gezer that you shouldn't wash your hands first. Because if you're going to wash your hands first, we're afraid after you wash your hands have still a little wetness on it. When it touches the outside of the kli, since the outside is tamei, it's going to metame your hands. It's metame the mashkin, metame the water on your hands, and then the water will metame your hands again. So when you go to eat, you're again eating with tamei the yadayin. The yod of tzarim. Furthermore, now this part of the Mishnah still nitma toichai. But let's say the tumah went inside the kli, then nitma kulai. Then even though it's only a tumah with rabbanan, then rabbanan said the whole kli is tummy. So it was enough for rabbanan to make a heker that only if the outside of the kli was makabel tumah, that just the outside remains tummy and the inside still remains tor. So we'll soon say now get a klokai. Furthermore, by my kamiflagi, what's now the machlokes again between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? That by Shammai says the Yetzer is first wash your hands and then go to drink this kleis of yayin and then you'll eat your bread. And Beis Hillel says no, but after first drink the kleis of yayin and then go to wash your hands. What's the machlokes tolian? Beis Shammai savri osa l'shtamesh b'kli shenitmo achurov b'mashkin. Beis Shammai says the whole year round, even b'chulin, you're not supposed to use such a kli. If the outside of the kli is tamei, you shouldn't use such a kli. As a male of the mashkin, why? Gzeira mishum nitzoytis. We're afraid that you're going to fill it inside with water. Now we're afraid some of the water from the inside will spritz on the outside, and when the mashkin comes on the outside of the kli, the mashkin now becomes like a rishon l'tumah. So if your hand is going to touch the kli, your hand will always become tamei. Therefore, by Shammai says, Metchila, you're not allowed to use such a kli that the outside of it is tummy. Semela v'leka l'migzor, Shema yitmu hamashkin, shev yadayim b'kais. Therefore, by Shammai says, you don't have Beisilu's gzeira. By Shammai says, you're allowed to wash your hands first. Now, what is Beisilu afraid of? If you wash your hands first, you have some mashka on your hands, when you touch the kli, sometimes the outside of the kli is tamei, and then it'll be metama, the mashkin in your hands, and the mashkin will be metama your yadayim. But according to Beis Shammai, you're not supposed to use that kli altogether. So you're never afraid that the kelim you're using in the middle of the meal, the back of it is tamei. We're never afraid of that. So Mele, Beis Shammai says, very good. The best answer is, wash your hands metchila, make sure your hands are tamei, a tohor, and then go drink the yayin. We're not afraid the kli is tamei, and then eat your bread. You have no gzeris. That's because Beis Shammai says you're never supposed to use a kli that the ocher is tummy. Who they still savor, they still holds no. Mutil l'shtamas b'klishin et tmo achura b'mashkin. Beis Shammai says, no, you're allowed to. You're allowed to use a kli, even though the outside is tummy. So what? Amri nitzutis l'shchichi. I'm on a show. The outside of it is tummy. Now, when you touch it with your hand, we had before, this keli is only a tomad rabban and a sheni. It's not metami your hands. So stamp to touch it with your hands, out there still is no gzeira, touch it with your hands. The outside is tummy, the kli is not matama the other. The only reason why Beis Shammai said not to use it, because we're afraid sometimes from the water inside the kli will fall on the outside. Now if your hand touches the kli, since this kli is tummy, it's matama the mashkin, and mashkin always becomes a rishon of tumah. So the mashkin is a rishon, now we're afraid if your hand touches it, your hand will become tummy also. That's only if we're afraid the water from the inside will spill on the outside. Beis Shammai says, no, I'm not afraid. Water from the inside doesn't spill on the outside. So therefore, it's true, the outside is tummy, but there's no mashkin there. So if your hand touches it, the kli is not matami your hands. So Beis Shammai says, sarri mutil l'shtamash b'kli. You're allowed to use such a kli. Shinit mu'achur b'mashkin. Amrini tzaitzis l'shchichi. I don't have that because we're not afraid the water inside will spill on the outside. Mela hal feisil, if you're going to wash your hands first here, now when you're washing your hands, even though you dry it up, it may still be some wetness on your hands. So with this wet hands now is going to come and touch this kli, the kli is going to tama the mashkin on your hands, and the mashkin will tama your yadayim. Therefore, Beisil says, the best thing is first drink the yayin. And after you finish with the kais, then you wash your hands. So tomorrow, if you eat called lemeichosh, shem yitmu mashkin shem yodayim machmas hakois. Therefore, Beis Shammai says the best answer is first drink the wine and then you wash your hands. Because if you're going to wash your hands first, we're afraid there'll still be some water left over on your hands. And he holds you're allowed to use kalim that are tummy. So when this wetness on your hand touches the keli, the wetness will become a lishin l'tumum, and then it'll be metami yodayim. So that's Beis Shammai's sheet is. First drink the wine and then wash your hands. Dover achas l'tgmar, another svarin beisil wheel of halacha, that there's a klal of takev l'tfilas shenayim suda, a pashat geret. Here we're talking about first you want to drink the wine and then you can eat the bread later. So Beis Shammai says first wash your hands, then drink the yayin, then make a moitzi. How beisil knows, then of takev. Right after you wash your hands, you're supposed to make a moitzi right away. So anyway, you can't here first wash your hands, then make a baruch priya goflin and drink the wine, and then make a mitzi. Take it, fulfill shadayim sudim, means you have to make a mitzi right away. For the Gemara, my dov racher, what does Beisil have to have another svar for? Holy kamal hu Beisil lebe shamayim. Leditchu, according to you, the amrisu osa, lishtamish bekli, shachur of temeim. According to you, Beis Shammai, that you say, you're not allowed to use a kli, that the back is tamei. You're afraid that the inside water will come on the outside of the kli. So then that water is a rishon l'tumah, and it'll be metami yodayim. Therefore, Beis Shammai says, don't use a kli, that the back of it is tamei. So according to your svara, the yetzer is first to wash your hands, and then to drink the kais. Afilu hachi, still, Beis Shammai, the tiny back to you, Beis Shammai, adifa. Still, my halach is better than your halacha. To take of the Sadaim Suda, there's a cloud take of right after you wash your hands, you should always make a mitzi. So therefore, even though Beis Shammai has his swaram, here by the Fidul Shadayim, first drink the wine, then make the Fidul Shadayim, and then you make the mitzi. Trashiho Adifa, the Mazla's Kais Tchila, the Yachachach Fidul Shadayim, while take of the Suda, Vlayasia Chashashas the Nitzaitzis. Ah, you Beis Shammai have gezeres, maybe there'll be water from the inside to come on the outside of Mafkos Hilchasu. Vizu me Hilchasudihi. Because this is a chloral loch in Hilchasudah. that right here is the Tzul Shadayim, you have to make a Moitzi. You can't go ahead and drink your wine in between. So if about Lalach, we hold like this too. If you want to drink wine before the Suda, you make a bar for Goffin, drink the Yayin, and first later you wash your hands. Says the Yatakasha, Vod Lechosh Leliel, Terek Ketim of Orchim, Vadi Ibrach Tkifas, before we have three Tkifas, didn't say this Halacha, Mishun Dishnuya be Mishnah. This says in the Mishnah, Is Lechosh Le Mishnaya, since the Farish of Mishnah here. So, therefore, it doesn't have to say in the Gemara before. Right. The Shama Yomim Mekaneach. Another Machlekes in the Mishnah was, when you have a napkin, or after you wash your Yadayim Rishonim, now you wipe your hands with a napkin. Now what do you do with this napkin? Where are you allowed to keep this napkin? This napkin you use throughout the rest of the meal, you want to wipe your hands. So Beis Shammai says, you're allowed to leave it on the table, and Beis Hillel says, no, you would not have to leave it on your chair or on the ksos, on your pillow, but you can't put it on the shulchan. So the machlokes is this napkin that you wipe your hands from, where can you put it? Is it better to put it on the table, or better to put it on the ksuf, on the pillow? So the Mora, turn around, V'yishamay omrim mekaneich yada b'mapa. After you wash your hands, you dry your hands with a towel, a mapa, or a napkin. Or manichu ala shulchan. If you want to, you're allowed to leave it on the shulchan. Or if he holds, you're supposed to put it on the shulchan. Shema to'aymer ala ksos, because if you're going to say, not on the shulchan, but on your chair or on the pillow, it's the gzeiro shema yitmu mashkin sheba mapa, machmas haksos. That he's afraid you just wipe your hands on this towel. So this towel has a little wetness to it. So he has to be afraid if you're going to put it on something tamei, the tamadik ksos, the chair or the pillow, is going to be a tamadis mashka. And now later in the middle of the meal, you use this napkin again to wipe your hands. So if the mashkin in the mape is tamei, it's going to be tamei your hands in the middle of the meal. So you have to be careful to put this mape, this napkin, on the place that's not tamei. So they shami hold stam ksos, your chairs or the pillows are tamei. So mel, it's better eitzah to put the napkin on the table, which by shami hold the shulchan should not be tamei, where to put it on your ksos, which is your tamei. So the shami yitma mashkin shema mape machmas haksos. The yachs will be a tam where see a daim. And then in the middle of a meal, when you're going to wipe your hands on this napkin, since the napkin is tamay from the wet water that touched the sauce, we're afraid it'll be a tamay your daim. Oh, well, the best you could do. You can't help it. But here you can help it, though. Here's an eitzah, put it on the shulchan. If there's an eitzah, better do the eitzah. I will soon see. You could have to do the best you could do. Rashi, mashke sheba mapa, shema yehe mashke tefeich oleho, machmas nigru v'yadayin. When you went to wipe your hands on a towel, we're afraid there'll still be wetness in the towel. V'yachsu v'yatamu es yadayim, and we're afraid now this wetness will be mekabel tumu, we'll soon see, from either the ksos or else from the shulchan. And later, when you wipe your hands on it, it's going to tame your hands. Kishay kaneyach, v'atamit, v'teich asuda. You use this for the napkin throughout the whole meal. So you're always busy wiping your hands on this napkin. So if the napkin is tummy, it's going to be tummy your hands. So therefore, the eighth of Beis Shammai says, is put it on the shulchan. For the Gemara, why do we have to be afraid that there's wetness in the towel? Why don't we stam say the chair with matama the mapa? And the Gemara, we have before, and kli matama kli. One kli can't be matama another kli. Kli is only makabal tumma from an ava tumma. From a Rishna tumma doesn't make another tumma on a kli. See, a stam the ksos can't be matama the towel. For the Gemara, v'nimtayu ksos legavra, but when the man sits on the chair, if the chair is tummy, why doesn't the man become tummy, touch the chair? Now the Gemara also, gufa ad legavra gufa, and the Gemara ain't kli matama adam, the same thing, and a kli is not matama adam. An adam and kelim are only matama tumma from an ava tumma. A Rishna tumma can't be matama keli or an adam. A Rishna tumma is only matama oichlin, stama tumma adam. Therefore, Beis Shammai says the Yetzer is to put this wet towel on the table or on the chair. He holds stam the chair is tamei, and he holds the table is not tamei. So the Yetzer is put it on the table. Beis Shammai says no. Alaksos. Beis Shammai holds it's better to put this wet towel on the chair. Why? Shemato im ala shulchan. If you say like you Beis Shammai put it on the shulchan, zera shem yitma mashkin shem mapa machmas hashulchan. As Beis Shammai holds for careful, we'll soon see Beis Shammai holds you're allowed to use the shulchan as tamei. So he's afraid the shulchan is tummy. So So if you're going to put this wet cloth on the table will be metama the mashkin inside the wet cloth, and later we're going to wipe your hands from the towel, it's going to metama your hands. The yachs of yitamu esoichlim. Or even better still, it'll be metama the yechlim even. We're going to have this wet towel on the table, metama to touch the food, and it'll go be metama the yechlim. Mashkin is metama yechlim. Rashi mach meshulchan, refers to kamei. Savri b'tilul mutter l'shtamish b'shulchan sheni. B'tilul holds you're allowed to eat on a table, even on a table has a tumish sheni on it. For the Gemara, will a tamei shulchan l'oichlin shebetoichlin? Of as I stam as I want, according to b'tilul, all your food should become tamei. If you're allowed to use the shulchan as tamei, you put food on top of the table, let the shulchan be tamei the oichlin. And the Gemara, horcho b'shulchan sheni yaskinen. It's clear, it's shver, oichlin is mekabel tumah from a rishon. That's the kashya. The avimini was the shulchan is a rishon l'tumah. So anytime you put food on top of the table is matam of the oichlin. And the Gemara we're talking about the shulchan is a sheni l'tumah. V'yein sheni ois a shlishi b'chulin. Negeit is tam eating chulin, halacha is a sheni doesn't make a shlishi. For truma amo we're machmir. But for tam chulin, you don't have to be machmir, you're allowed to eat a shlishi. Eli de mashkin. Now the only way you'll have the tumah is only ayah de mashkin. So that's why you have this gezeira. We're afraid that the napkin will become tummy from the shulchan. Eli de mashkin. For the morning of Maikim Miflugi, what's the machloikis be sham and be tilu? He's both are masking for the same yisoid. That this wet towel, we have to put it on some place that it won't become tummy. Because if the water becomes tummy, we're afraid when you use it in the middle of the meal, your hands will be.